This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hello and welcome back to Smart TV, where we pick the cream of this week's televisual offerings. I am Caroline Frost and I am ably aided by my colleague and friend Kellyanne Taylor.
Hello, hello.
Who is also the podcast editor for the Radio Times. Right. Without further ado, let's press on. Should we start with some drama?
Yeah,
I know we should say, because I know people like to know that there is also some factual, there is a bit of entertainment, and finally, a couple of films.
Yeah, and a radio recommendation.
Oh, gosh.
We've got them covered.
It's bursting like a Christmas present box. Shall I kick off then? Drama. We have Vanishing Act. This is the dramatisation of a real-life crime story that happened in Australia over lockdown and kept that country in thrall. So we have a businesswoman called Amanda Paddock, and she was basically conducting a Ponzi scheme. So on the front, on the surface, she looked very elegant. She had lots of money. She was spending lots and lots of disposable cash on Dior, and she was fleecing her friends. Oh, come in. There's only one space left on this financial scheme, but if you're quick. And of course, these poor people, they went for it. They wanted to improve their lot. They cashed in their chips with her and they never saw their money again. So what happened was the feds got wind and she was busted. And they searched her house and then she went missing. I'm not going to tell you the corker of a punchline to this story, but it has left Australia wondering. And you can see why the storytellers, the film people, the TV people have all come calling to make this into a drama. There is a documentary also available, which I think is probably helpful, so you can sort the wheat from the chaff and you can kind of discern what has been perhaps a little bit creative. Mm-hmm. But it's a very good story and it's told kind of black humorously. But it's no worse for that. So people do like a bit of real crime. This is this week's offering. Vanishing Act, Monday and Tuesday, 9 p.m. ITV.
I'm definitely going to give that a watch.
And what do you have for me in return?
So I have something very lighthearted to add to the mix. We've got Nigella's Amsterdam Christmas. Who doesn't love Nigella? So this is on Thursday, 8 p.m. at BBC One. It is the domestic goddess and creator of the word microwave, microwave. That was genuinely, when I watched that clip, I thought, what on earth are you on? However, we adore her anyway. We look past the odd intonation on that word. And she is in Amsterdam exploring her love of the Venice of the North. She visits lots of Christmas markets, artisan food shops, you know, the likes. And she creates scrumptious meals for fuss-free feasting.
Gorgeous. I would eat anything she puts on the table. I just think she's like a walking advert for living beautifully. I mean, yeah, those Christmas programs she makes with the baubles and the friends that conveniently appear at the end. She's just a wonderful ambassador for living your best life, isn't she? Yeah. She's like a walking Instagram.
Exactly. She was Instagram before Instagram was a thing.
There we go.
That's the line. It's Nigella's Amsterdam Christmas, Thursday, 8 p.m. at BBC One. What do you have?
I'm going to say, imagine Russell T Davies. So this is Alan Yentob sitting down with RTD, who is a great friend of Radio Times and is single-handedly responsible for turning the wheel into another chapter of Doctor Who. We know that he was credited with bringing it back into life in the 2000s with David Tennant. He has now picked up the keys to the TARDIS and he is propelling it into a new era with Shruti Gatwa, and he begins his administration of the TARDIS on Christmas Day, and this is ahead of that. It's Russell talking not only about Doctor Who, clearly it's very important to him, it's about what it represents and in terms of hope and comradeship and friendship and that idea of that sort of selfless hero sacrificing all through time and space to save us all mere mortals. But a lot more, I mean, we know he's written Nolly, he's written Queer as Folk, he's written It's a Sin. I mean, he's just a bounty of talent. Yeah. And it's a pleasure to sit down and hear what motivates him and moves him onto such great projects. That is on a Monday at 10:40, BBC One.
I'll also be tuning in for that. You have so much homework.
Oh dear, here we go.
So I have a little treat for you. This is the Hairy Bikers Coming Home for Christmas, Tuesday, 9 p.m, BBC Two. Anyone who listened to my episode with Dave Myers and Cy King, which was released on Tuesday this week, will know how much this Christmas means to the TV chefs. For those who haven't, obviously go back and listen. But to fill you in, Dave was diagnosed with cancer in 2022, and he spoke a lot on the podcast about his treatment, how he's had, when we spoke, 37 rounds of chemo, how he lost his appetite, how he had to retreat from work, I think, for 2 years. So it's no surprise that this festive special is a feast to thank the doctors and nurses who have carried out his treatment. It's also for his family and friends who have been with him every step of the way. And also a really cute little part about the food producers who made him fall in love with food all over again. So come, of course, for the dynamic duo, but stay for some heartwarming and really tender and loving content. So that is The Hairy Bikers Coming Home for Christmas, Tuesday, 9 p.m, BBC Two.
Oh, how sweet. And what I've always noticed whenever those two are on screen is the trueness of their friendship.
Yeah.
It really is palpable. And they gave an interview recently, a print interview, so I will be tuning in for your podcast, where, I mean, his friend just was as in as much pain as he was over the whole thing. So, gosh, friendship. Discuss.
Yes, isn't it? And on that note.
Anyway, friend, my final entertainment offering is more of a public service message, which is that the Strictly final has come round with its inevitability at this time of year. It was a corker of a semi-final. I have not watched Strictly for quite some time now. I've just been tied up with other things. But I did sit down to the semi-final, and I have to say that Charleston by Leighton and Nikita. I actually said to somebody, do you know, my mum will be texting me at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to tell me to go and watch that on YouTube. And sure enough, set my watch by it. Then came the text the following morning. Watch the iPlayer now, underlined.
Oh, sweet lady.
55 minutes, 12 seconds in. I could have watched it all night. So any of you who do need to go and do some homework, Leighton and Nikita Charleston is your search term. Yes. And then we've got the final with two other pairs this weekend. I mean, again, I'm always amazed that this series, it's a juggernaut, a reality TV juggernaut. The others have fallen away, X Factor, The Idols, you know, all these bits and bobs over the years. And this is still very good TV. I don't know quite how they manage it, but somehow each year they do. So that's the final on Saturday evening at 7 p.m.
I've got another recommendation for something that has as much, if not more, hold than Strictly. And
what?
For that you say, what?
What could it be?
Right on cue, Caroline.
Thank you.
This is a radio recommendation. It is Desert Island Discs, the one, the only. And that's on Sunday, 11:15 a.m. on Radio 4. This week being interviewed by Lauren Laverne is Greta Gerwig, who, you might ask, only the Lady of the Year. second only to Hannah Waddingham.
Thank you.
Sorry. So this is the actor, writer and director behind Little Women, Lady Bird, and of course, the most famous of which, the billion-dollar grossing film Barbie. So she's talking to Lauren Laverne about her life, about directing Friends in nursery school musicals, her belief in, this is a quote, the fundamental goodness of people.
Oh.
And maybe we'll learn a little bit more about her direction of Barbie there, and a Christmas song she loved to sing with her father. So as always, I think these interviews are able to, I think, through the lens of music, unveil stories that usual interviews don't always get to venture to.
Well, it's very relaxing, isn't it? Mm. Playing music with somebody.
And I think music unlocks something within you, and I think you're more likely to open up.
What's the tune that unlocks you, Kellyanne Taylor?
My Love, Mine or Mine.
There we go.
All right. I'm pretty sure I've even said that wrong. However, it's the tune that unlocks me. What's yours?
Probably Last Christmas by Wham.
Amazing.
Thank you. Don't like to disappoint. A quick film note for you. Tuesday, 10 p.m. BBC Two. This is controversial because I have heard tell on the Vine that this is not everyone's favourite film, Kellyanne. Mm. This is Cyrano. This is the classic tale of Cyrano de Bergerac brought to the big screen and I think given life and magic and soul and romance in the form of Peter Dinklage, who people will know from Game of Thrones, Tyrion Lannister. However, not everyone's a fan.
Well, the thing is, I think he delivers a fantastic performance. However, big Cyrano fans will have seen in the theatre the year before James McAvoy's performance. And after seeing him as Cyrano, I don't know if anyone else can quite take the biscuit.
Well, isn't it nice that you've brought the theatre to everyone in the nation?
Well, also, they've turned it into a musical.
Yes.
Which, it's not a musical. It's like turning Shakespeare into a musical.
I believe
sacrilege.
That has been done. I mean,
and
I
it shouldn't have.
I hate it.
Leave Shakespeare alone.
Ban the bard from the tunes. Final postscript from me, one from the archive to go with the true crime drama. At the beginning of this episode, I would alert you to another true crime drama given even more, very different treatment, but equally valuable. The Sixth Commandment, it's all on iPlayer. This is Sarah Phelps, who previously brought us And Then There Were None, and completely transformed how people look at Agatha Christie. She has brought the story of a shocking crime in an English village where two people were very much exploited, abused, and, well, one met a sad, untimely end because he trusted the wrong person. That is The Sixth Commandment. Timothy Spall and Anne Reed play the two people for whom you feel the most. That's all on iPlayer.
Amazing. Wow.
I think that's it. I mean, that's plenty, isn't it? I mean, that's not even our Christmas double issue episode, which we will be kicking off. And because that box really is overflowing, it's going to be presented to you, audience, in two magical parts. So tune in for our first part of the Christmas double issue Bonanza podcast, Smart TV podcast, next week. And in the meantime, happy viewing.